T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Swag just came in to inform me that he did not go bottom shelf. You don't go bottom shelf on the champagne. He went Argyle Vintage Brut. He went local with his celebration. Oh. And he did confirm he drank it all Whole bottle to the face.
And got up early.
Way to go, Swigard. That's what I'm talking about. World Series champ.
How many ounces are in a champagne bottle?
I don't know. Not enough to keep Swigard hungover, that's for damn sure.
Jeez.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nurse on it all night. Did you pour it in a glass or right out of the bottle, Swag? That's the good question.
Out of the bottle.
He went. No goggles, though. The goggles.
Well, you're not going to ruin your own living room doing that.
I don't see why not. It only happens once every 32 years.
If Swigard had a video taken of him with a tarped off living room, that would have been spectacular. It would have been Dexter.
That would have been spectacular.
People would have been thinking like Dexter being super murdery. They wouldn't have thought
we might need to do that just so we can recreate that.
Yeah.
For the social media, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it would.
Wife spraying you down. That would have been great.
I mean, that gets into a whole, you know, niche thing. It ends up on Pornhub, and nobody's happy in the Swigard household at that point, you know?
Well, I mean.
It's all about the Dodgers.
Well, Swag's happy.
Yeah, I mean, you're married. As long as it's consensual, you're
all right.
You got to keep it spicy, for God's sakes. Keep it spicy.
I know. Yeah.
Roll.
I mean, we've heard of and seen of weirder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there.
Yeah.
The internet's a hell of a
place.
Congrats
to Swag and the Dodgers, man.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Way to go, Dodgers.
Extremely jealous, but yeah. Appreciate it.
Hey, Wisconsin is not playing football. They have put a halt to all of their football related activities after what they are calling an uptick in COVID numbers. We know that their now starting quarterback, Graham Mertz, tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Their backup quarterback then tested positive, which is now their third string. They would have been on their fourth string. Danny Vanderboom would have been the starting quarterback. We don't know how many positive tests. There's 12 people. Now, according to Yahoo Sports, within the program that have tested positive for COVID-19. And this is a dicey situation because we talked about this briefly, but the Big Ten protocols are 21 days.
So according to
21 days, they have to sit out.
According to Jesse Temple, who covers the University of Wisconsin for The Athletic, it is 12 people within Wisconsin program had tested positive in the past 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Head coach also?
Oh, I had not seen that.
Yes, and that does include...
Paul Christ?
Includes 6 student-athletes and 6 staff members, including head coach Paul Christ. Additional test results are pending. I don't know why this is shocking, because we saw it in the SEC. We saw it at University of Houston. We've seen it at Arkansas. We saw it at Florida. This is going to happen, folks. It's going to happen in the Pac-12. It's going to happen in the Big Ten. This is not... This I don't think there needs to be any worry or jump on this is the 2020 college football season.
No, I think
this stuff is going to happen.
This is big though in the Big 12 though, because of Big 10, the 21 days.
Oh, no, when you're talking about that,
That's where this is far different.
Yeah.
And you look at that is that's three games. Yeah, and they're having to put a pause right now on 1 week of games. But if it is 21 days and they can't test them, it's going to be hard to test out of it. Then you got a problem.
Well, the 21-day thing
is... You've got a big problem.
I don't get the 21 days. I don't understand why it's to that level. I don't know what their medical situation, they agreed on that.
They were on the far end of the contagious, how long you're contagious.
That's so their options. I think it's a little extreme when it comes to 21 days because there's already been professional teams and college teams already doing this, but they're choosing to do that way. That's their protocols.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is, that makes a big difference because, you know, Wisconsin is the first. They won't be the last team that in the Big Ten that has this happen. And as it pertains to, you know, locally, like Oregon, boy, they had what they thought was five positive tests on the daily testing on Saturday. They put a pause to all their activities on Saturday, Sunday, where they had a scrimmage. And then they were going to put a halt to that. And then they took Sunday off as well. And they ended up retesting and finding out that after back-to-back PCR tests, they were false positive tests on the daily testing.
Well, it's good news for Oregon. That's certainly, if you want to look on the positive side of this, it's very stressful. I can't imagine what it's like to go through those guys and coaches trying to manage all these young guys and get them all on the same page and haven't even got a start to the season when it comes in less than 2 weeks now. What would you say?
11 days.
11 days. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get everything organized. You get this stuff and false positives. And we've seen that. We're going to see it more and more, too. It's good news for Oregon because certainly you don't want to get caught up in this right now.
Here's a big question though on the Zoom call with Mario Cristobal. I hopped on that last night and he was asked about, you know, okay, so you guys had a scrimmage that was canceled because, you know, Saturday game day, right? It was, they went through like a game day routine. You get daily testing, boom, right. It comes back. Uh-oh, we got five guys. Boom, we're going to put a halt to this thing. They had the ability to do that. What would happen on a game day? And, you know, to being frank and honest with the whole thing, Chris Ball is like, well, you know, I'm not sure exactly what would happen, but he said that we do believe we will have daily a rapid PCR test available on game days. And he said, I'll follow up with that just to make sure we're right. Yeah. But, you know, they're hoping that by the time, you know, November 7th rolls around, they can have a rapid PCR test to be like, okay, we can confirm that this is not the case it is a false positive. And there is a possibility that in the Pac-12, those guys could be feasibly playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that Saturday, despite a false positive on game day.
All good news.
It's really good news.
Regarding the technology that the Pac-12 has been able to add to their protocols. It's going to be tough. It's six games with a seventh game championship, and these guys have to be very disciplined. They're just going to have to be. The advantage of teams like Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State, Arizona, that are smaller towns, and I know Eugene's not super small, but we compare it to like Seattle or LA or San Francisco and what they're dealing with in their counties, is that the less population, sure, these guys have to be really disciplined. They're going to have to be. They're going to have to be just beyond, and coaches are going to try their best to keep these guys informed that if we want to play football, you guys are going to have to do all the things that you thought were right. You're going to have to go above and beyond what you thought were right. Above and beyond.
Well, there's zero flexibility for Wisconsin, zero flexibility for the Pac-12. So these guys have to realize how much they're against it right now because Wisconsin's pausing their football activities for a week.
Sure.
They're not going to reschedule their game against Nebraska. It's considered contest, which means no one wins, no one loses. It's just...
So it's a tie. I mean,
obviously a tie, you know,
Guess that in the way the records will play out, it's
a no contest
because say, you know, I don't know, Wisconsin finishes 8-0 and, you know, Minnesota finishes 9-0.
It's the same record.
They're both
same record. undefeated.
Both won 100% of the games. Yeah.
But Adam Rittenberg had a really good take on this. He said the most precious commodity of this football season is flexibility. The Big Ten lost that August 11th. Yep. Why there wasn't more of a desire within the league to simply push it back rather than cancel initially is why we are where we are. And John Wilner says same thing with the Pac-12.
I've been saying that the whole time.
Why did they not set the schedule for September 26th when they knew at the time they wouldn't be able to get on the field in August?
Yeah. There's no, well, because you weren't going to be able to get on a field in September 26th either, because it was mid-October. It was like, a week and a half ago before Stanford could even practice. I mean,
crazy.
Hey, they weren't going to be able to start September 26th either, but at least you could have kicked the can down the road and put a little pressure on.
The lack of play in the wheel, though, is going to be damning for a lot of programs.
Yep. And this is going to be
flexibility.
And for Nebraska, it especially sucks because they're 0-1, and they won't have an opportunity to make up this game against Wisconsin.
Positive side, don't have to watch the two red teams in confusion of the jerseys and uniforms on the game.
White.
Always confuses
me. White helmets, red face
always
masks.
Confuses me. Totally confused.
You just got to look for the thick stripes and the skinny stripes.
I do. I look for, or I look for the N or the Badger
W on the back.
Badger W.
Yeah, this is not good for Wisconsin, not good for the Big Ten either, because that was going to be one of their better teams this year, Wisconsin. So they're done. But the good news for Oregon is that their five positive tests were all false positives. Yep. They dodged a big one just 11 days before the season started, and all is still good. And Mario Cristobal reiterated it yesterday. They are back to having zero positive tests in their program since this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And they've had, like he said, we're over 1,000 tests now. You know, I mean, gosh, we've been testing like crazy. And boom, they still do not have a positive test. So that's good news across the Pac-12. You're not seeing a whole heck of a lot. Cal basketball has won? Is that, I think that's
I don't know.
The
Is that
one?
What it was?
Yeah, Cal basketball has one player who tested positive. He's asymptomatic, but they have shut down their practices.
Boom. All right. Let's put a bow on the World Series. Dodgers, first one in 32 years. And your feedback on what went wrong for the Rays and everything that went right for the Dodgers to win a World Series in a shortened season. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.